Hello and welcome to the Sean Gilligan podcast. In this week's episode, we're going to talk about oracy in schools and the importance of speaking and listening skills. Sir Keir Starmer, the Labour leader, has emphasised the importance of oracy skills in schools, stating that confident speaking is a vital skill for pupils. Speaking and listening skills are crucial for students' future careers and lives, and it's been proposed by a future Labour government, if they do get into power, that they would focus on embedding oracy into England schools, highlighting that such skills could be decisive in job opportunities. This policy is part of a wider reform to break the glass ceiling. The debate on oracy in UK schools has several key supporters and some challenges. For example, Hughes Hall at the University of Cambridge, through its Oracy Cambridge Centre, has conducted significant research into oracy, advocating its inclusion as a foundational subject alongside literacy and numeracy. They argue that teaching oracy skills in every school would significantly improve educational outcomes. The Oracy All Party Parliamentary Group, with support from educationalists such as Dr. Pete Dudley, views oracy as a game changer in raising the bar for all students and closing the disadvantage gap. Additionally, Lord Blunkett has advocated for a greater focus on oracy, especially in the early years and key stages of education. However, there are implementation challenges for oracy education. Access to high quality oracy education is inconsistent in the UK due to the teaching workforce not being exposed to oracy in their education and to assessment frameworks that don't really prioritise oracy approaches. Schools are also not consistently supporting oracy, with only a small percentage taking pupils' verbal contribution into account during lesson observations or communicating with parents about their children's progress in oracy. The all-party parliamentary groups for oracy and for speech and language difficulties have called for a significant long-term focus on oracy in education because there's been challenges around the pandemic's impact on children's spoken language development. They stress that oracy is fundamental to literacy and numeracy and that policy and classroom emphasis on spoken language is essential. So summing up, there's strong support for the inclusion and focus on oracy in UK schools from various educational bodies and leaders, recognising its importance in personal and professional development. But there are challenges around implementation and inconsistent support across schools. If you'd like to learn more about oracy in schools and improving speaking and listening skills, you can head over to the Sound Branch website, and that's www.soundbranch.com or www.soundbranch.ch. Sound Branch is an online platform available on the web, iOS, Android, Alexa, and Google Assistant that enables voice messaging within schools for the improvement of oracy education. I hope you find it interesting. Thank you for listening to the Sean Gilligan podcast. We've been talking about oracy in UK schools. I hope you enjoyed it. And until next time, thanks for listening and bye for now.